Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Time to check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right, I am good as well. I went to bed last night at 8 o'clock, decided to not watch the carnage, and woke up to see what the carnage was, which was carnage, big play carnage, and Mr. Jones once again learning that it's going to be a long season, and he's going to get hit a lot and fumble a lot.
And the Giants were losing by 1 point at halftime, and the wheels fell off.
Now, one thing I did see, did you watch any part of the game?
Yeah, I watched some of it here and there, yep.
I saw on YouTube, there was a black cat on the field.
Yeah. Probably a few rats running around, too. It is in the Meadowlands.
No, I guess sometime in the first half, a black cat got on the field. And they had stopped the game for like 12 minutes till they could shoo it off, and it's still somewhere in Giants Stadium, MetLife Stadium. So I guess for Giant fans, that was probably one of the most exciting portions of the game. I don't know.
Like I said, they were winning. They were winning this game, and they had a couple of fumbles, an interception, and there went the game.
And
it's not that they got destroyed. I mean, a lot of it was self-inflicted.
Yeah, I'm not all impressed with the coach, but that's
you what?
I'm not all impressed with their coach.
Well, the coach can only make the plays. He doesn't fumble and throw interceptions.
He's not aggressive.
That was the change of the game.
For a team that's 2-6 going, he's just not aggressive enough for me. But anyways,
Aggressive enough. They threw the ball 41 times yesterday.
Because they were behind. I'm talking earlier in the game. I'm looking at the thing. They settle for field goals instead of touchdowns. You can't do that against Dallas. You settle for field goals against touchdowns. Guess what? You lose 30-something to 20-something. It's the history of the Giants.
I watched some of the game, and they settled for field goals instead of touchdowns because Dallas didn't let them score. Dallas made some decent plays against them. I mean, you got to give a little bit of credit to the other team. The Giants were in position. They had a first and goal inside the 1 yard line. They had to take 3 points because Dallas pushed them back and stopped them. Yeah. I mean, the other team's not going to lay over for you.
The
Cowboys played decent.
Yeah. Well, they should. But anyways, so I lost and you won.
There's nothing new there.
I know. I got Thursday night football to make up on it. All right. So now, what else is there to talk about?
Hockey.
Okay.
The Bruins and the Capitals have started out like a fast sprinting racehorse. The Bruins are 11-1 with 2 overtime losses, and the Caps are 11-2 with 3 overtime losses. And they're playing real good hockey, and they're playing good hockey on the road and at home, and those are the two teams to beat. On the other side in the Western Conference, the Blues, last year's winner, they didn't get off to their slow start like they always do. They're not playing great, but they're 9-3-3. So a couple of teams off to good starts. The reigning champs playing well, and all the local teams, all you have to do is look toward the bottom to find two of them. You find the Devils and the Rangers. The Devils you knew were going to be bad. The Rangers made all these changes, and like they've saved for like 30 out of the last 35 years, that this is going to be our year, and most of the time they're wrong. And this year they're as awful as can be. So the Islanders, on the other hand, they're playing good. They're 10-3. People are picking on them. I don't know how you can pick on them that they're 10-3. They won 9 games in a row. What could be better than that? So the Islanders, again, are the lone local hope for any kind of playoffs this year in winter sports.
All right. That's hockey. How about the Yankees? They didn't extend their qualifying offer to Didi Gregorius.
Idiots. Bunch of idiots.
Well, that doesn't mean that they're not going to...
He's their best player.
That doesn't mean that they're not going to sign him, but they just didn't extend that offer, so we'll see what happens.
So they didn't extend that offer, so they're going to come in with a number less than that, because if they weren't, they would have given him that amount of money. He's not going to come back for less money than that. So next year, the Yankee fans will get what they want. They'll get the second baseman they had this year that makes a bushel full of errors playing shortstop. See how that works out for you. Meanwhile, Gregorius will go somewhere and be a productive player and probably help somebody make the playoffs. Big mistake.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
J.D. Martinez was qualified by the Red Sox, so he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. He won't opt out. Yeah, he won't opt out. I couldn't imagine him opting out and leaving the Red Sox. I just couldn't. And the Red Sox.
I couldn't imagine Gregorius not getting a qualifying offer. That's ridiculous. I think the Yankees are reading the newspaper too much and believing the baloney that they're printing.
All right.
If you go by production in the playoffs, what Yankee should come back? Because none of them produced. But you're picking on him? Big mistake. Big, big mistake.
All right, well, maybe the Mets will sign him.
Oh, if the Mets sign him, boy, that's a big, big plus for the Mets, let me tell you. You put him at shortstop, and you can move Rosario to second base, and that'll be a big, big push for the Mets if they get him. Hmm. Automatically, they become a playoff contender by just picking him up. Not only with his glove, but with his bat.
Oh.
The Mets should be that lucky to pick him up.
Stranger things have happened.
Never know. It'll probably have to be a third-team deal. That'd probably be the only way they make it. But that would be huge for the Mets to pick him up.
All right.
Yankee scraps will make the Mets a contender. Big basketball tonight in the Garden.
Who?
The top four teams, top four ranked teams in basketball are playing tonight.
Oh, I thought you were
Duke's playing Kansas, and Kentucky's playing Michigan State. I tried to get tickets. I couldn't even get them.
For a second there, I thought you'd lost your marbles and we're talking about the Knicks.
No, it's probably the only meaningful basketball games that'll be played in the Garden all year.
All right. Well, go down there and see if you can scalp some tickets.
I'm not going to travel an hour and a half and pay $40 to try to scalp a ticket.
That's right.
If it was in the Meadowlands, maybe. But if in the Garden, nah, that's not happening.
All right. I will check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.